Hello.
Hello, my name is Roger, and I am calling from the Florida International University. Today, we are conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction. Can you help us answering a few questions?
How long is it going to take?
It will take around 5 to 10 minutes.
And this is regarding hurricanes?
Yes, hurricane, damage reduction, floods.
All right, go ahead.
And may I know, your home is a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment, or a mobile home?
Single-family. Completely detached.
Okay. And do you own or rent?
Own.
Okay. And do you remember when your house has been built?
This house was built in 2001.
And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Since May of 2002.
And may I know if you or any adults in your household have experienced one of the following, a tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, a Category 2 hurricane, Category 3, 4, or 5?
Well, of course, we've been in tropical storms. Over the years, there have been Cat 1, Cat 2, and Cat 3 hurricanes gone by. I don't think we ever were in a Cat 4 or Cat 5. Not by the time it reached this part of Florida.
Okay, and do you remember in what year was the tropical storm you suffered? The name of it?
Well, if you remember, back, 2005, you had Hurricane Jean and Hurricane Francis came east to west across Florida. Hurricane Charlie came on board and at Punta Gorda and went up toward Orlando. We had we had Hurricane Irma. So there have been several hurricanes.
And do you remember specifically when was the last time you suffered a Category 1 hurricane?
When was the last time we had a Cat 1 hurricane? Linda, 2 years ago, what was that hurricane called? Probably within the last couple of years. Category 1, probably within the last couple of years.
Okay. What about the Category 2?
I don't remember what year each hurricane was. I went in the last 5 to 6 years, probably. I just don't remember. Linda, please. Shut up.
And may I know if, have you or any adult in your household lived in a home that was physically damaged from a hurricane?
No, we've never had hurricane damage.
Okay, and how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely, somewhat, or not too vulnerable?
Answer the question again. Ask the question again. What was that?
Do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards?
Not terribly. We're not in a flood zone, so we're not on the beach, we're not on the shore, and we're not in a flood zone, so not terribly. The biggest potential problem would be, a very high wind. But in the 20-something years we've lived here, we've not experienced that.
Okay. And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how will you prepare?
you hunkered down. You bring outdoor stuff inside, and you just hunker down and see through it, sit through it, you know. We've done that.
Okay.
We've never put up, you know, people put plywood on windows and what have you. We've never done that.
Okay. And when will you begin to prepare your home from to a hurricane? And when a hurricane watch is issued, this is within the 48 hours within the time the hurricane hits. When a hurricane warning is issued, this is 36 hours, or your home is already prepared and could be secure within a few hours.
I guess so, yeah.
Okay.
Again, in this area, in the 22 years we've lived here, we've never had to take extreme measures
okay.
to protect the house.
And may I know, considering yourself and other in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all? To have all the information necessary?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, when the weather events occur, we really listen to the broadcasts. I have an emergency radio just in case. And we stay on top of the news.
Okay. And can you tell me your top three sources of information, such as radio, TV, internet, social media?
TV and internet primarily. TV and internet primarily.
Okay, and on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the last prepared to 5 being the most prepared, how will you rate your household preparedness?
Well, probably a 3, a 4, something like that. A 3.
And have any of these factors that I'm about to tell you impacted your ability to prepare to a hurricane or a storm? For example, transportation costs, cost of childcare, property taxes, cost of flood and cost of food and other essentials, cost of housing, loss of income or employment, cost of insurance, or there's any other reason that has impacted?
Cost of insurance, of course.
Okay. And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone? I know you already told me, however, I would like to mention it once again.
Yeah, no, we are not in an evacuation zone.
And neither flood, neither flood.
Say it again, I'm sorry.
Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No. We are
neither
not in a flood zone. We are not in an evacuation zone.
Okay. And if something happened, when will you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a category 3 or stronger was going to hit your home within the next 24 hours, if an emergency management official ordered you to evacuate, or you wouldn't leave your house?
I'm very reluctant to leave the house. I mean, if an emergency management official ordered us to evacuate, then I guess we would. But personally, I'm very reluctant to leave the house.
Okay. But if you needed to evacuate, where will you go? To a local shelter, to a house of a nearby family member or friend, to another location within the state? To another state?
We would probably go inland.
Okay.
Linda, shut up. We would probably go inland to a relative's house.
Okay. And may I know how many vehicles do you have available in your household?
Two.
Okay. And do you know what's the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
Off the top of my head, no.
Okay. And how confident are you that you can come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage?
Would not be a problem.
Okay. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year? For example, has increased, has decreased?
I think home insurance rates have been increasing.
And do you know if it has increased by 10% or less or more than
10%? I don't know. I do not know.
And in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowners' insurance policies. Will you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
Probably not.
Okay. And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these level of government should help you to reimburse your costs? The federal government, the state government, the local government, or you think that the government shouldn't be involved in the recovery efforts?
FEMA is typically involved. On the federal level, FEMA provides funding.
Okay. And on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 the highest, how much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced?
In our county, the building codes are certainly enforced.
And can you tell a number within 1 to 5?
Oh, I would say 5.
Okay. And what about that the local use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
Say it again.
That local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk.
I don't think anybody in Florida doing local planning worries about the size of the population. There's development going on all over the state. Everywhere you look, they're building new apartments, and a lot of the apartments are made out of wood, so beats the heck out of me. I don't know.
Okay. And what about that the new developments take into account hurricane wind costs? Wind risk, I'm sorry.
Beats me. I don't know. Like I said, all the new construction, the roofs are truss roofs made out of plywood. So I know they have hurricane straps on the roofs, but if a Cat 5 hurricane came through Central Florida, there'd be a lot of damage.
Okay. And what about that the new developments take into account flood risk?
In this area, flood risk is not an issue.
And do you feel confident that that they are going to work if something happens?
Am I confident of what?
You're confident that the developments take into account that they are taking it into account, not that if it's possible to happen.
I do not think developers take that into account, no.
Okay. And that the building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
Building codes can always be improved.
Okay. And
building codes, listen to me, building codes are always a compromise between politics and cost. Can building codes be made better? Yes, but it gets expensive after a while.
Actually, you're right. I used to be
a fireman, and I'm very familiar with building codes.
Ah, okay. So I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe that sea level rise is happening in Florida?
You know what? In the first time I came to Florida was 1961, and the beaches are exactly the same now as they were in 1961. So I'm not really sure about that.
Okay. And most of Florida,
I know that, you know, if you have a high tide when, it's a full moon, some areas in Miami, the water gets in the streets. But generally speaking, if you go to St. Pete Beach, if you go to Clearwater, if you go to Miami Beach, the beaches are in exactly the same place they were. Gee, how long ago is that? 60 years ago.
Oh, okay. And most of Florida coastal areas have a very low elevation, around 33 feet above the sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you?
Of course. Yeah, I'm familiar with surges.
And
but again, where I live, it's not an issue. I'm not near the shore, and I think the elevation where we live is about 70 feet.
Okay. It's way higher. And may I know, when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important to you, such as the neighborhood, the schools, the crime rate, the price, the walkability, the taxes and fees, insurance.
The neighborhood and taxes, of course.
Can you tell one more? Such as proximity to other family, proximity to your job.
Proximity to my job, yeah, at the time.
Okay.
It had to be a reasonable commute.
And how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year, 1 to 3, 3 to 5, 5 to 10, 10 to 20, or?
Who knows?
Okay.
5 to 10. They might carry me out of here someday. Who knows?
Finally, this is just to finish. This is just general background questions. And may I know your age, if it's not a problem?
I'm retired.
Okay. And can you mention your gender? This is just for you to mention it. This is not because any specific interest.
I'm male.
Thank you. And including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Two.
And are there any person who is below the 12 years of age?
No.
What about the 65 or older?
Yes.
How many?
Two.
Okay, thank you. And may I know what is your marital status?
Married.
Thank you. And what is the highest grade of a school completed by any adult in your household?
College.
Less than high. Okay. Graduate or some college?
Graduated.
Okay. And are you Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And what racial groups do you identify yourself with? White, Caucasian, Black? Okay.
Caucasian.
And what language is most often spoken in your home? English,
what language,
Spanish,
is what?
Most often spoken.
English.
Okay. And can you tell me which is the income range of your household? Below the 20,000, 20 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to $100,000, or over 100,000? Excuse me?
The last option.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And this is all the questions that I have for you today. Thank you very much. I really appreciate the time you spent with me today.
And for whom are you doing the survey?
For the Florida International University.
Florida International University. That's Miami, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, very good.
Thank you very much. You really helped us today.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.